Beyond ignoring early warnings, exemplifying adaptive leadership in the face of disruption. Imagine, for a moment, standing at a crossroads. A sign looms ahead, casting a long shadow etched with warnings of the path before you. If you had been forewarned about the disaster lurking around the bend, would you have heeded the call, altering your course to safer ground? This question, while simple, unravels a complex tapestry of human behavior and decision-making. It's a curious facet of human nature to stand at the precipice of choice, armed with knowledge of potential peril, yet often choose to march forward, undeterred. The looming question is, why? When faced with clear signs and omens of serious trouble ahead, why do so many of us ignore the forewarnings? As we delve into this exploration, let's unravel the tapestry, thread by thread, revealing not just the tendency to overlook warnings but the myriad reasons behind this quintessentially human behavior. The answers may surprise you, challenge you, and ultimately, enlighten you. Borders Bookstore. Missed opportunities and ignored warnings. Borders Group Inc., once a towering presence in the book retail industry, epitomized the allure of vast book collections, music, and movies set within welcoming spaces that beckoned customers to linger. Established in 1971 and flourishing throughout the 1990s, Borders became a cultural staple in the United States, celebrated for its innovative inventory system and the breadth of its titles. These stores were more than mere shops. They were community havens where literature and culture converged, even as the company ventured into international markets with outlets in the UK, Singapore, and Australia. However, the dawn of the new millennium brought stark challenges that Borders was ill-prepared to face. The digital revolution in retail, especially the rise of online sales and e-readers, signaled a seismic shift in consumer behavior, one to which Borders responded with strategic missteps. Most notably, its decision to outsource online sales to Amazon, and its delayed entry into the e-reader market. This digital ignorance, compounded by a failure to adapt to market trends and an unsustainable expansion strategy, ultimately led to the company's financial downturn. Despite the warning signs and opportunities for course correction, Borders' adherence to a traditional business model in an increasingly digital world culminated in its bankruptcy and closure in 2011. This fall from grace is a cautionary tale about the imperative for adaptability and innovation in the face of industry disruption. The dual edges of leadership and organizational structure in the face of disruption. CEOs are often celebrated for their bold visions and decisive actions in the high-stakes corporate leadership world. Yet, the very qualities that propel them to the top can, paradoxically, become liabilities in the rapidly changing seas of market disruption. The intersection of human cognitive biases and the inherent flaws within traditional management systems creates a complex web of challenges that can obscure the path to adaptability and resilience. The human factors. A range of cognitive biases subtly influences our responses to early warnings and signs of potential danger. Deeply embedded in our psyche, these biases can lead us to overlook, disregard, or misinterpret crucial signals that forewarn impending challenges or disruptions. Recognizing and addressing these biases is paramount for leaders and individuals to cultivate a more vigilant and proactive stance toward risk management and strategic planning. Here's an exploration of the key biases at play. Normalcy bias. This bias leads us to underestimate a disaster's likelihood and potential impact, rooted in the belief that if something hasn't happened yet, it won't happen. This complacency hinders adequate preparation and response to risks. Optimism bias. Characterized by an unrealistic positive outlook, this bias makes us believe we're less likely to face adverse outcomes than others. It can cause a dangerous underestimation of risks and a dismissal of necessary caution. Confirmation bias. This bias drives us to seek, interpret, and remember information that aligns with our existing beliefs, ignoring evidence to the contrary. It creates a feedback loop that reinforces erroneous judgments and decisions. Information overload. The digital era's deluge of information can lead to desensitization, where critical warnings are lost amid the noise. This overload makes discerning and acting on relevant alerts more challenging. Risk compensation. This theory suggests we adjust our risk-taking behavior based on our perception of safety. We're unlikely to change our actions if we don't perceive a warning as altering our risk level. Overconfidence and hubris. Overconfidence stems from an exaggerated belief in our knowledge, abilities, and control over events. It can blind us to the reality of our situation and the validity of warnings. Hubris, or extreme overconfidence, leads to dismissive attitudes toward genuine risks and warnings. Fear of failure. The dread of adverse outcomes can lead to inaction or a reluctance to acknowledge potential risks, as admitting the possibility of failure may seem too threatening to one's self-concept or organizational standing. Loss aversion. This bias reflects our tendency to avoid losses to acquire equivalent gains. It can cause decision makers to shy away from taking necessary risks or making changes that, while potentially beneficial, involve short-term losses or uncertainties. The sunk cost fallacy. This fallacy occurs when individuals continue a venture or project due to the significant resources already committed rather than reevaluating its viability based on current and future costs and benefits. It escalates commitment to failing courses of action in the face of new evidence or warnings. The organizational dynamics. Organizational dynamics can significantly influence how early warnings are perceived and acted upon. These dynamics, stemming from established practices, cultural norms, and decision-making processes, can either facilitate a proactive response to potential threats or contribute to a systemic disregard for such warnings. Recognizing and addressing these organizational factors is crucial for fostering an environment prioritizing vigilance, adaptability, and informed decision-making. Below, we explore the key organizational dynamics at play. Structure and culture. The way businesses are organized and managed can exacerbate these human tendencies, creating additional barriers to recognizing and responding to disruption. Centralized decision-making. CEOs eager to assert their leadership might prefer bold decisions over more prudent, incremental steps. This centralized approach often discounts the nuanced insights from diverse organizational perspectives. Confirmation bias in hierarchical structures. Organizational stratification can act as a filter, allowing only information that aligns with upper management's expectations or decisions to pass up the chain. This creates an echo chamber, reinforcing existing beliefs and strategies while losing critical, disruptive signals. Information hoarding and silos. Horizontal collaboration is crucial for innovative problem-solving and adapting to change. However, the prevalence of silos and information hoarding behaviors can prevent critical insights from reaching decision makers, stifling the organization's ability to respond effectively to external threats. Lack of clear direction. Without a clear, adaptive strategy communicated from the top down, employees might execute tasks efficiently but in a direction that no longer serves the company's best interests in a changing market. Fear of vulnerability. Leaders might stick to previous decisions to avoid showing doubt, fearing that vulnerability may undermine their authority. Yet, acknowledging uncertainty can be a powerful catalyst for collective exploration of new paths and solutions. Technology and innovation in the face of unrelenting market disruption, technology and innovation emerge as pivotal forces. These elements signal forthcoming changes and provide the strategies needed for effective navigation. For organizations aiming to stay ahead, embracing these facets is not optional but imperative. Here's how. Proactive integration of advanced technologies. Companies can foresee and swiftly adapt to market shifts by embedding cutting-edge technologies into their operations. This foresight and flexibility are crucial for maintaining relevance, fostering a culture of innovation. Encouraging a workplace ethos where innovation thrives ensures that creative solutions and novel ideas continuously flow. This culture acts as a catalyst for growth and adaptation. Investment in research and development. Allocating resources to R&D enables organizations to explore new horizons, anticipate industry trends, and respond quickly to the market's changing needs. Embracing digital transformation. The journey towards digitalization is about adopting new technologies and fundamentally transforming business operations. This transformation opens new avenues for efficiency, customer engagement, and value creation. Leveraging data analytics for insight. Utilizing data analytics allows businesses to derive actionable insights from vast datasets, informing decision-making processes and unveiling opportunities for innovation. Reimagining technology as a strategic asset. moving beyond the perception of technology as a mere efficiency tool to viewing it as a critical strategic asset redefines competitive edges and paves the way for market leadership. Leadership's role in championing innovation. Leaders must cultivate an environment where technological advancement and innovation are accepted and actively pursued. They must inspire their organizations to be pioneers in shaping the future, not merely participants in their industries. Stakeholder engagement is a cornerstone for any organization aiming to remain at the forefront of industry evolution and disruption. Businesses can tap into a wellspring of diverse perspectives by cultivating deep connections with customers, employees, suppliers, and the broader community. These interactions provide invaluable insights that go far beyond what traditional feedback mechanisms can offer, allowing companies to identify and address potential challenges preemptively. Here's a breakdown of why and how engaging stakeholders is crucial. Diverse perspectives for early warning signs. Opening channels for dialogue with various stakeholders offers a multifaceted view of emerging trends and potential disruptions, acting as an early warning system for the company. Active listening to customers. Engaging customers in meaningful conversations can uncover changing preferences and new needs, guiding the company in tailoring its products and services to meet evolving market demands. Employee insights. Employees often have intimate knowledge of operational challenges. They can offer unique insights into areas ripe for innovation or susceptible to disruption, making their input invaluable for strategic planning. Intelligence from suppliers and partners. Suppliers and partners possess knowledge of industry trends and technological advancements. Their insights can help anticipate shifts in the supply chain or innovation opportunities. Community and industry engagement. Interacting with the broader community and industry groups extends the radar to societal changes, regulatory updates, and broader industry shifts, ensuring the company remains aligned with external factors. Fostering a culture of open dialogue and collaboration. Cultivating an organizational culture that values open communication and collaboration paves the way for a more adaptable and resilient strategy, ready to face the complexities of the modern business environment. Building relationships beyond communication. Effective stakeholder engagement is about forming meaningful relationships that contribute to the company's ability to steer through changes with agility and confidence. A call for adaptive leadership and organizational agility. The interplay between human biases and organizational structures calls for a new leadership and management paradigm. Adaptive leadership, characterized by humility, continuous learning, and an openness to change, can turn vulnerability into a strategic asset. By embracing a culture of collaboration and flattening traditional hierarchies, companies can enhance the flow of information, ensuring that critical signals reach all levels of decision-making. Furthermore, fostering an environment where questioning and challenging the status quo are encouraged can help organizations navigate the complexities of disruption. Leaders must cultivate the capacity to balance confidence with humility, decisiveness with adaptability, and vision with vigilance. In conclusion, navigating the storm of disruption requires a holistic approach that addresses both the human and organizational dimensions of decision-making. By reimagining leadership and restructuring organizational dynamics, companies can better position themselves to anticipate changes, respond to emerging threats, and seize new opportunities in an ever-evolving landscape. Author: Edwin Corver. View all posts.